Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith. I praise the Lord that you're able to spend these next few minutes together with me as we talk about the ministry of prophets and the gift of prophecy. 2 Timothy 2:19 states, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His." Beloved, we are living today in times of great uncertainty. It's a distressing thing to listen to the things that are happening in the news today. There has never been such trouble as in the world today. People are wondering what's going to happen next. But God wants to reach out to you, and He wants to comfort you today, because there is so much uncertainty in the world, and I don't know what the unsaved, how they can face day after day, how they can continue to go on in their own strength. They don't know anymore. But beloved, aren't you glad you've got the Lord? Aren't you glad that we do have a firm foundation? We know in whom we have trusted. And those who trust in the Lord shall never be ashamed. God's great heart of love is reaching out to you today, and He has given us a firm foundation on which to build our lives. Everything around us might be careening and crashing, but we can know if we will hear the word of the Lord, if we will receive it, if we will build our particular house on it. What did Jesus say? Remember, he told a parable about a man who built his house upon sand, and that one who built his house upon a rock, and the storms came and the wind came, and the house who was built upon a rock stood. But great was the fall of the one who had built his house upon the sand. We have to have, it's true even in just physical, in the construction trades today, the most important thing is you got to get the foundation down and get it down first. And so God has assured us in His Word. That's why He gave us the Word of God. And the doubts and the fears and the uncertainties that may be confronting you today will leave as you absolutely know and understand that God loves you, and what He has planned for your life and for His people in these last days. Ephesians 2:19-22 states, "Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners." Why? Well, what that scripture I just shared with you when I opened, it says, "Nevertheless, the foundation of the Lord standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His." We're not strangers. We're not foreigners. We are children of the King. We belong in the household of faith, God's household. So going on with Ephesians 2:19-22, "You're no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints," those that have gone on before, "and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone." And so there's references in the New Testament to Jesus and excerpts taken from, literally, from the Old Testament. And I'm thinking now of Psalm 118. And I'm going to start reading at verse 21. "I will praise Thee, for Thou hast heard me." Can't you say that, beloved, brother, sister? He's heard you and art become my salvation. "The stone which the builders refused or rejected, is become the headstone of the corner, talking about Jesus. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. He is our foundation. He is the chief cornerstone of this beautiful habitation for the Lord, that it's not being made or built with hands. And it goes on in Ephesians, that second chapter, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord. Verse 22, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Beloved, God has always wanted to abide with his people. He came down and walked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. And yes, he told David through his son Solomon he would build a temple. It would be a place where the glory of the Lord would inhabit, just as the Holy of Holies, as they walked in the wilderness, in that a tent that was made and broken down and carried when the children of Israel traveled, because he loves us, so he wants to be with his people. But in this temple that he's building right now in the earth, it's a habitation of God in which he comes and dwells in our physical bodies when we're saved, when we accept Jesus. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Oh, glory, there is a time coming when we will behold Jesus face to face. Jesus is returning. No man knows the day or the hour, Jesus said. Only the Father or the angels, they don't know it. But a time is coming when we shall behold him face to face, and we will be with him as he rules from the capital of the world, Jerusalem. Praise God. So God is giving us a beautiful picture here through this passage of scripture in Ephesians, the second chapter. He loves us so much. He made it possible for us to be members of his family. And he tells us his family is built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, with the Lord Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. The chief cornerstone was that final stone that was placed upon a building. Jesus shed his own blood on Calvary's cross and rose again from the dead to give us this firm foundation for our lives. God wants our lives to be a beautiful dwelling place for his Holy Spirit. What a beautiful picture this is. And beloved, since he wants to, remember, I'm thinking of that old song we used to sing in the garden. I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses. He walks with me, he talks with me, and tells me he is his own. Praise God. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other can ever know. And that's what God has, beloved, for each and every one of us. He wants to communicate directly to you, beloved, through the Word of God, through the Bible, and through the Holy Spirit. It's God's desire to walk and talk with you as individuals in a personal, intimate relationship. Why? Because God is a God of relationship. I remember a letter I recently got from a dear brother in the San Francisco Bay Area, and he was so excited and moved to tears with the letter I had sent him, because, not because of the letter, but because it was confirming something God spoke to him, and he responded in obedience, and it just brought tears to his eyes and joy to his heart that he was truly hearing the voice of the Lord. And I don't know about you, beloved, but I get ecstatic. I get so thrilled because Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, is talking with me. And that's the purpose of these broadcasts. I want you to know, while he may minister at times prophetically in the broadcast, yet his greatest desire is to speak to you. And that's why he's given us his word, the Logos of God, the Rhema of God. But more, you know, we'll talk about that in a little bit. But many Christians, and some of you listening, may not understand how to recognize or hear the Lord's voice. And furthermore, many who do recognize his voice don't know how to respond to it so his word can be fulfilled. And so there's going to be some teaching as we go into this message. We need to know how to respond, and no individual is self-sufficient. Beloved, we need each other. How often has someone else exhorted me or comforted me or used the word to speak just what I needed to hear? And we need each other, beloved, and God has given fivefold ministry described in Ephesians 4, 11 and 3. And why did he do it? Well, let's go over it again. It should be a very familiar passage. I seem to quote it a lot, but in Ephesians 4, 11 through 13, the Word of God says, "And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers." Why? He goes on to say why. "For the perfecting of the saints." Do you want to be perfected, beloved? "For the work of the ministry." He's not talking about the work of the pastor. He's talking about your ministry. He's talking about you going out. I mean, these fivefold ministry offices are given to equip the saints. The pastor, I mean, not that he's not able to and can't, he can't, I mean, but his responsibility is to equip you so you can witness to your co-workers, to that stranger you meet in the market, that you can pray with them. That's the point of fivefold ministry. A pastor doesn't need to go out and hand out tracts necessarily if God puts it on his heart. Of course, he has to be obedient, he or she, but the point is, you, beloved, he's made each one of us able ministers of the gospel of reconciliation. And that has always been the heart's desire of UCM, to equip the saints, for you to be moving in your anointings, for you to be moving in your gifts. There's no competition. There's no contradiction when God's people flow together in the harmony and unity of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. I have to finish this quote: "For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." Why? He gives a time frame till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Beloved, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. He's absolutely concentrating on that. That's why God's dealing with you the way he is. That's why the things that have happened in your life have happening, to draw you closer to him, to bring a work of perfection and maturity in your life. Don't you love him for it? He's faithful to accomplish that which he started. I love you. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.